Basically, from the end of the speaker, Mr. Button, we are okay with the ruling. You know that the first time the Supreme Court declined the writ of prohibition, the opposing forces were all jubilating. And today, the court has turned on this side. So they are side. But again, that's the process. We have to respect the rule of law in Liberia.
What do you think the court means when it says to return to the status quo?
By the court giving mandate to our colleagues to return the status quo ante, that means they have to disregard everything that they have started. Whatever they try to do to remove the speaker is in violation of the Constitution. So the court has not recognized them, even at the point where they have gone selecting a speaker, because we cannot call that election. You cannot have almost 27 or 28 of your members on the other side and you go about having election. And thank God the court did not recognize that. Of course, they had to revert to the meeting chamber so that we could do business.
The Supreme Court, the House of Representatives, they are separate branches of government. Can the Supreme Court order the House of Representatives to do something?
So, Mr. Bodin, basically, you know, we have three branches that we operate in Liberia here. And if the Supreme Court is alive and is a final arbiter of ruling, they have the right to speak to any issue in Liberia, whether for an executive or whatever. So, yes, of course, they have given the ruling. So no one can say they are not to partake in the process. Because if you say that, of course, then I'm not sure such person will be a person of words or of trust to even work within the governance process. But you have to, again, listen to the court. And I want to say this, Mr. Button. The speaker has asked all of them to come back to session. If you want to continue with your removal process, come back in session. You will have the free time to see how best you can move on by soliciting signatures to remove the speaker. If you can't with a legitimate number, of course, we will adhere to that. And the speaker will waste no time to resign. But wherein you have 41 members in session and declaring that as 50, I think it was fraudulent and the guys had to revert to status quo.
Thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, Mr. Bodin.